Unions have been the only powerful and effective voice working people have ever had in the history of this country. Bruce Springsteen, the boss. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, September 21st, 1896, the state militia is sent to Leadville, Colorado to protect mine owner profits, low wages, and deadly working conditions during a miner's strike. 1991, 550 workers at the Frontier Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas go on strike over wages and benefits. The longest hotel strike in U.S. history lasted 6 years, 4 months, and 10 days. And when it was over, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals awarded the workers $3.5 million in back pay and pension credits. September 22, 1934, the United Textile Workers Strike Committee ordered strikers back to work, and 10,000 National Guardsmen and 15,000 armed deputies were mobilized in Georgia, the Carolinas, Alabama, and Mississippi to force the strikers back to work at gunpoint. Despite the show of force, 421,000 textile workers joined the strike. In response, martial law was declared, and the National Guardsmen started to arrest and jail strikers without charge, holding them in World War I concentration camps. 13 unarmed strikers were murdered in order to protect corporate greed and the free market. 2006, 11 Domino's employees in Pensacola, Florida, formed the nation's first union of pizza delivery drivers. September 23rd, 1886. A coalition of Knights of Labor and trade unionists in Chicago launched the United Labor Party, calling for an 80-hour day, government ownership of telegraph and telephone companies, and monetary and land reform. The party elects 7 state assemblymen and 1 senator. 1996, a 42-month strike by steelworkers at Bayou Steel in Louisiana ends in a new contract and the ousting of scabs. September 24th, 1869, Black Friday, fiscal crisis precipitated by Jay Gould. I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half, and Jim Fisk. Thousands of businessmen ruined in a Wall Street panic after the two financiers attempt to corner the gold market. 1969 at 4:45 p.m., 15 minutes after the second shift has begun, Local 598 Fisher Body Workers take on GM in the longest strike by the UAW in GM history. September 25th, 1789, the first Congress of the United States adopted the amendments to the Constitution known as the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble, the legal basis for most workplace rights. 1874, American photographer Lewis Hine is born in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Lewis, who himself died in poverty in 1940, did as much and perhaps more than any social critic in the early part of the 20th century to expose the abuse of child laborers as young as 3 and 4 by American capitalism. September 26th, 1903, the old 97, a southern railway train officially known as the Fast Mail, derails near Danville, Virginia, killing engineer Joseph Steve Brody and 10 other railroad and postal workers. Brody had been ordered to speed to make up for lost time. 1978, the Railroad Clerks Union, BRAC, goes on strike, halting more than two-thirds of the rail service. September 27th, 1875, textile workers struck in Fall River, Massachusetts, demanding bread for their starving children. Approximately 1 in 6 children between the ages of 10 and 15 were working during the second half of the 19th century, primarily in textile mills, print shops, coal mines, and factories for the benefit of the capitalists. 1954, the U.S. Senate calls for the censure of Senator Joe McCarthy. McCarthy took the lead in destroying the lives of many good Americans, including actors, musicians, and union members during his Red Scare. His name will forever be associated with self-serving right-wing red baiting. He died the shame of the nation of alcoholism at the age of 48 in 1957. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Bonjour.